Hello, and welcome to today's podcast. This is Dr. Tyrone Mincy from Integrated Healthcare of Montclair, where for nearly 20 years we've been providing excellent, drug-free, holistic, and functional medicine-based healthcare. Our motto, expert healthcare, better results. Today, I want to talk to you a little bit about a little known reason why it is good to be negative. Now, before you turn this off, it's not what you think. This negative deals with things that nourish or harm us. So in the next 5 or 10 minutes or so, stay with me, because it could be life-changing or even just plain old validating for you, meaning you were right. Look around. From where you sit or stand or drive, look around. What do you see in the air? Well, hopefully, it's likely you see nothing. Unless, of course, someone is burning something. Then you see smoke or steam. Even though you cannot see them, there are minute particles in the air. On some level, we all know this. Think of the last time you walked outside after a rainstorm, showers. I like to run in the morning, and occasionally it's after a shower. And it smells different. When you went out after the rain, did it not smell different than prior to the storm? Of course it did. But here's why. One reason why things smell different, or the air smells different after a storm, is we can detect smell based on the fact that there are minute particles in the air. But these same particles that we can smell cannot be detected by the eye. Kind of like your favorite pooch, who can smell things that you can't. You can also not detect those by the eye. But scent is based on very tiny particles. And they can escape the eye, but they can't escape the nose. Sort of like that wonderful smell that comes off your favorite home-cooked meal. You can't see it. But let's get back to the rain. As the rain comes down, or has come down in the past, it brought with it negative, invisible particles that are created in strikes, lightning strikes, in a region of our atmosphere called the ionosphere. So if we look up above into the sky and we go just before entering the outer space, we hit a zone or a region called the ionosphere. And that is where there are lightning strikes. The result are these little tiny particles called ions. And as the rain and the clouds come down, the rain brings with it these negative, invisible particles. They are scientifically validated. They are negative particles, and they're called ions. The word ion is from the Greek for going. These invisibilities, my friends, are healing. And they're very important for health, both mentally and physically. There are entire cultures, as written by one Dr. David Walther, where police enforcement is more lenient based on certain storms being in the area because of people's behavior. Knowing that there are tiny, minute particles in the air where these winds come, people are often pardoned for some of their behaviors. When we travel, we find in beached, wooded, forested areas that there are similar ions that are brought to us by you know who, Mother Nature. So the elements such as fire, water, earth, metal, all of those, when in their natural state, bring helpful particles to us all, negative particles. Now, some areas have departed from the above seen. Urban areas, for example, are loaded with positive, health-ravaging ions. These positive ions may impact mental outlook, stability, health, even decision-making. And along with that, the function of the human body. And that's for those who are susceptible, and the only refuge for them, these unfortunate souls, is a vacation to one of the aforementioned areas or some type of interaction with the elements. A day at the beach, a walk through the forest, a walk through Central Park. Have you ever heard of anyone who talks about or has talked about paradise and then paints this mental picture of a city? The city for most of us is usually regarded as a place of technical awe, a place where you can get a deal. For some, even a concrete jungle. And while great for commerce, it leaves a lot to be desired compared to the super positive negativity of nature. Part of our workup when patients visit includes an evaluation for what is called geopathic stress. Geopathic stress is stress created by the planet or things related to it. It includes stresses caused by light, sunlight, the moon, electromagnetic waves, and even man-made devices that emit different types of radiation. Radiation is perhaps one of the more common geopathic stresses. Some of these stresses burden some people. And based on their interaction with nature and man's creations over the years, we figured this out. We look at the many burdens that the industrialization of this country and the environment has placed on individuals. And then, after we do that, we look at nutritional and technological health-sparing solutions that can deal with these geopathic stresses and decrease their damaging effects. The damaging effects of certain ions, the positive ones, or the lack of negative ones. What are some of the conditions and symptoms that are associated with it? Because it's been very vague all along, and the reality is that this has to be checked in people who have any type of health challenge, especially those that are mental in nature, or unexplained health conditions and bizarre and weird types of fatigue. With that in mind, it is an in-office procedure. On your next visit, you should ask if we can evaluate this concern for you. If you're listening to this podcast and you haven't been in for a visit, by all means, feel free to give us a call at 973-744-1155 for an evaluation. For health's sake, take some time to unplug from the artificial stresses that are created by electromagnetic interferences and some of the geopathic stresses and reconnect with that which natively nourishes you and has done so for millions of years. Come on! Be positive and get negative with me. This is Dr. Tyrann Minson from Integrated Healthcare of Moncrief, New Jersey. We provide expert, holistic, functional primary care. Our motto, of course, expert holistic results, expert holistic care, better results. For references on this presentation, please call 973-744-1155 or go to our blog. This is recorded by Integrated Healthcare of Montclair. Copyright 2017. All rights.